says, "Hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing."
All right, February 1st is here, which means Valentine's Day is just around the corner, February 14th. And lucky for you, Jenna has brought us some, I guess, different kind of wines that we can enjoy for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Could give as a gift for Valentine's
Day.
Exactly. You could get your other half in the better mood for Valentine's Day.
Hello.
So you have rosé.
I did, yeah. So I brought a variety of different wines, some local, some from California, just to kind of get like people thinking about Valentine's Day. I cannot believe it's already February. I love that we're upon the spring
Yay!
Season. Two rosés that we're going to try now.
For anyone who doesn't understand what rosé is.
Yes. So a lot of people's impression of rosé is that it's going to be super sweet. Like the look of the rosé is obviously a blush wine. And in years past, a lot of the blush wines were more like a white Zinfandel, which were on the more high residual sugar, so a little bit sweeter. These are not that way. If anything, it's just more or less like they leave some of the grape peel in there to give it that color.
Yes.
So that the tannins of the grapes, so that they kind of leave it in there to kind of give that pink color to it.
Yep.
But it's still a very, very chilled, acidic, and not sweet wine.
Now, this is perfect for Valentine's Day. The two that you brought me have beautiful labels, but mm-hmm. also it's pink mm-hmm. because it's rosé.
Yes.
Now, rosé has really taken off, I feel, the last few years.
It has, and so that's why I brought these is that number one, the color.
Rosé all day.
Yes. Number two, it's a very, very popular item right now.
Yeah. Show up with some rosé for Valentine's Day, and I bet you, your lady or maybe gentleman will be really happy.
Yes.
What did you give me? This is delicious.
Yes. So this is Céliva, and this is from Chateau Diana in out of California.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be more of a boutique one. I just kind of wanted to bring a couple different rosés. There's a million different rosés out there. It's just a good option to pick up for Valentine's Day. The style's hot, the color, everything.
But distributing actually distributes this product. You can find it here locally. What's the name
correct.
Of the winery again?
This is Chateau Diana. But on the label, you're just going to see a nice rose.
Even
so
better.
It's perfect. It's going to say Céliva. It's a California rosé.
Okay. Yep. And if you want to see what the bottle looks like, you can actually head to 975whycountry.com. Hit Lindsay K up at the top, and I'll post this picture underneath my link. We have another rosé.
We do. Caposaldo, Italian. Caposaldo is a national brand. They've got amazing Pinot Grigio, very non-sweet rosé, beautiful color. People just really dig it. The price point's great. The bottle's great.
Brad, if you're listening, I would be happy with rosé for
Lindsay
Valentine's Day.
Lindsay wants rosé.
Right.
Good job on the engagement ring, but she wants more.
Yeah. Let me try this. It's delicious. It's not too sweet.
So this one's going to be a little bit more acidic, more that true soil to Italy. A lot more acidity, just a little bit more of a dryness to it, as opposed to the California. So the California is going to be a little bit, I would say a little bit more residual sugar in it than the Italian.
This was really good. So can you say the full name of this one again? So
this is Caposaldo Rosé, and it is from Italy. And again, just a very nice, easy drinking rosé. Great price point, you know, out on the shelves out there. And just a beautiful, beautiful wine.
Great for either giving as a gift for Valentine's Day. It could be for your girlfriends. It could be for your mom or maybe even your grandma.
Absolutely.
Also, though, if maybe you want to drink this during your dinner.
Yes. No, absolutely. Just a great thing to have on the table.
Yeah.
The color and just a beautiful compliment to some fish or
chicken.
Or some poultry.
I'm thinking I'm going to make Brad make me spaghetti. We're going to have spaghetti and rosé.
I always like joke, like, I mean, Valentine's Day, you know, obviously like people are like fine dining and which is always fun to do. And some years we do that. Mm-hmm. But I, this year I was like, you know what sounds good is pizza. Like,
exactly.
I
and pizza and wine.
Yeah, pizza.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I like
it's
it.
Delish.
I think that we're going to be popping some bottles next,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are.
We'll pop some bottles. I'll tell you two more options that'll be great for Valentine's Day for wine. And also Jenna will cover some beer options as well.
Lindsay K says, "Hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing."